At the back of the executive office building, Camille's safe waited in the shadows outside an emergency fire door. At midnight, the security system his company installed and maintained would crash and go offline for 5 minutes. In those 5 minutes, he needed to run up 4 flights of stairs to the CEO's office, retrieve a keylogger device he'd placed on the CEO's computer a month ago, and get back out before the security system rebooted. On the outside, after his prison conversion to Islam, he led a covert cadre of assassins working as employees of the International Security and Information Services, or ISIS. The mission he trained for and was selected to lead aimed to assassinate powerful American leaders. Mighty America killed its enemies with cowardly high-flying drones, but the world would soon know how jihadists killed enemies, up close and personal. Before the first strike next week, he had to ensure encrypted passwords for the security plan at the chemical weapons depot had not changed. The only way to know was to retrieve the keylogger that recorded every keystroke on the CEO's computer. When his watch flashed 12 a.m., Camille used a key to open the steel fire door and ran up the stairs. He knew the old security guard posted at his station at the main entrance wouldn't hear him, just as he knew the security cameras wouldn't record his visit for the next 5 minutes. No one was expected in the building. He raced down a long hallway in the middle of the top floor. Through Janice Llewellyn's office, he entered the CEO's inner sanctum. Camille was under the large rosewood desk when the elevator doors chimed. Somebody besides the security guard was in the building. Camille pocketed the device, getting up as the office lights came on, and froze. Sweat formed on his forehead when he heard someone walking into the office. "What are you doing in here?" Janice Llewellyn demanded. "Why are you hiding in Mr. Martin's office?"
"Take it easy, Mrs. Llewellyn. You know me. I didn't mean to frighten you. I was just checking to make sure the upgrade for the security system is working."
"Since when do you do middle-of-the-night upgrades without my clearance?" "I think you better stay here while I call security. You shouldn't be in Mr. Martin's office."
"Call security? They know all about it." "I'm just doing my job, Mrs. Llewellyn."
Camille feigned a smile, hoping she didn't notice the beads of sweat on his forehead. As Janice Llewellyn turned toward the phone on her desk, Camille took an Emerson Combat folding knife from his pocket. Moving quickly, he caught her from behind and pulled the razor-sharp blade across her throat. Lowering her body to the floor, he cursed his rotten luck. He would keep on the surgical gloves he was wearing until he left the building, and pray to Allah nothing was left behind to identify him, because his 5 minutes were almost up. He would have enough trouble explaining the collateral damage to his leader without worrying about the police.